And thank God for the body of Christ.
Yeah.
You never know what your gifting is. Maybe it's not preaching. Maybe it's not teaching. Maybe it's not singing. But there's something. There's something that God has put within you, and that something can be used for the glory of God and for the body of Christ. And how neat that Dan was able to call on you, Ted, and you were willing and able to go and help him. So how many love the body of Christ?
Yeah.
I do. We need to be encouraging one another every day in natural things and definitely in spiritual things. And yesterday, I guess I was just kind of aglow as I did the reading yesterday. I couldn't keep from talking about it. And I just absolutely, I fall in love more with Jesus weekly, I think.
Amen.
I really do. His word is amazing. And the heavens are so open right now. I commend you to get in the word of God and get strength from the word of God.
Amen.
You know, we act out of our belief, what we believe. And many of us don't always act like Christians because we think we're still our old self. And we're not calling on the new self that God has made us.
Sure.
He died, he was resurrected to give us that resurrected life. And because he did that, he has planned such good things for us, but we miss it because we have wrong thinking. And it's like putting on a tape and playing it, you know, listening to a tape and getting information in, and that information transforms into action. And we need to take the wrong tapes out, the old tapes out. And we read the word every day, and that's what we're listening to. We're listening to what God says about us now.
That's right.
And every day as we read the word of God and as we apply it to ourselves, we get new images and beliefs about ourselves. And when we have those new beliefs and images about ourselves, then we'll find that we're acting in that way. Yesterday the reading in Romans was about... Yesterday in Romans I was reading, and it was saying about how God has created us as new beings, and we're supposed to walk in that with that new thought. And the new thought that Paul was getting across in the reading in Romans yesterday was the fact that we no longer have to work for our salvation.
Right.
It's done. Jesus did it. He says it's finished. It's done. And we have that, and we didn't have to earn it.
Amen.
We do not have to pay for it. We do not have to earn it. And God was trying to tell me yesterday, even in little things, you don't get a prize because you earned it. You get a prize because I just want to bless you. I was blessed yesterday and I almost turned it down. I almost turned down that blessing and I thought, no, I'm not going to turn it down. I'm going to believe what God said about me. In fact, I just stopped myself right in the middle of my thoughts, because I was talking to Carl, and I said one thing in when I was talking to him. I went out of the room, went across to my bedroom, and then came back to his room and said, no, I've got changed thinking because of what I read in the Word today.
Good.
God wants to bless me. I don't do it because I don't accept the blessing because I earned it.
That's right.
I accept the blessing because God wants to bless me.
Yeah.
God wants the best for his people. And that kind of leads into my sharing for this morning. Psalm 40, verse 16. And I thought, oh man, this goes together so well. And in the Message it says, but all who are hunting for you, oh, let them sing and be happy. Let those who know what you're all about tell the world you're great and not quitting. And the King James says majestically, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. We can magnify him because he wants to bless us. Here, the psalmist was saying, let those who seek you. And so I went to the Treasury of David, which was written by Charles Spurgeon. And this is what he says about this verse. Here our Lord pronounces benedictions on his people. Note who the blessed objects of this petition are. Not all men, but some men. He pleads for seekers the lowest in the kingdom, the babes of the family, those have true desires, longing prayers, and consistent endeavors after God. Let seeking souls pluck up heart when they hear, and what does he entreat for them? It is that they may be doubly glad, intensely happy, emphatically joyful. Jesus would have all seekers made happy by finding what they seek after, and by winning peace through his grief. As deep as were his sorrows, so high would he have their joys. Another result of the Redeemer's passion is the promotion of the glory of God. Amen. By those who gratefully delight in his salvation. I'm dancing in his salvation this morning. Let's dance and worship because of his salvation. Never let his praises cease. As the heart is warm with gladness, let it incite the tongue to perpetual praise. Be it ours to make God's glory the chief end of every breath and pulse. Spurgeon's amazing,
beautiful,
isn't he?
Beautiful.
What an author. He really knows how to say it. Amen. Let's stand and let's say this verse from the King James Version majestically.
Let all those that seek me rejoice and be glad in me. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified.